Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do some more healings with everybody. We'll first do some entity clearings. And you can also, if you wish, scroll down and get the light beam up on your monitor screen if you don't already have her there. And if you're new to the show, just click on Creation Lightship Healing. Scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar underneath the blinking flower, and you're going to see the light beam there. So we're going to first activate her, I guess, and then we'll do some entity clearing. So she's up probably on your screen right now. I'm going to put some energy into this picture, so she'll become a living picture for you. You're going to see her areas around her head change. The auric field will change. She's made up a little more three-dimensional. This will take about a minute to do. So just kind of stay tuned. Watch the picture of her right now. And here we go. Looking really, really nice. Okay, so let's do some entity clearing here. So we'll just take away entities that have attached to you. They become into your conscious mind, come into your body through pain and trauma. We'll just release them from you. So we'll start from your feet and work our way up to the top of your head, also including your arms here. And again, just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. Kind of be at peace with yourself, and you might find your attitude changing in the next 10 minutes or so here as these start to get released from you. And naturally, because they're leaving, we need to have your physical body protected, so we'll bring in more of your spirit back into you, and we'll count to 10 as you come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more coming into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of sit back and do a body scan, see how you're feeling. You might feel some aches and pains leaving you. And I'll just leave you in silence for about a half a minute here so you can do this inward scanning of yourself. Next, we'll do an alignment of the chakras here. We'll go to your heart center, reposition that. Feels good. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Power chakra needs a little bit of work here. Good. Second chakra and first chakra. Do an opening for everyone. Heart chakra, use the word spin to increase the energy on it. Make it larger in diameter. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down to the power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And again, just kind of take a note of how you're feeling. You might want to walk around, do a few steps, and see how you're feeling. Be back in about 30 seconds. And next you'll do the mind to heart drop. You're going to drop your mental body into your heart center so you can feel more centered in your body with your divine energy. So this takes your mental body and puts it into your heart center. We do this on almost all the shows. Just think of the your forehead area, your awakening consciousness, the thoughts inside of your head. I'm going to drop that down to your heart center. So think of your forehead as the 10th floor of an elevator, and the elevator is going to drop down into the first floor, which will be your heart. And here we go. Counting backwards as you're dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We'll just lead you in the silence here, so experience this wonderful energy, and we'll let you sit there for about a minute. That feels very nice. So we'll see if our co-host Sylvia is out there in cyberspace. So, Sylvia.
Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. I'm here, and welcome to the Monday program. And if you're new to the program and you'd like to interact with us during the hour, you can simply go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio's schedule page. Just click on the program right where it says Creation Lightship at Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific, and that'll bring up the Creation Lightship page, and you'll see, as you scroll down the page, a beautiful light being on your monitor screen there, and just under that, you can click on BBS Fast Chat, and that'll bring up a window for you to type in any healing requests and any questions that you might have for Ron throughout the program, and we'll get to as many as we can during the hour. And we do, Ron, have one request so far, and that is for healings that relate to fear and worry and anxiety.
Okay, well, the fear healing is what I normally do for people. So here we go. So we're going to go back, we'll go back 5 days from now. So this will be in the past, and just release some energies of fear there. So here we go. 5 days ago, released. 4 days, released. 3 days, released. 2 days ago, released. Yesterday, released. And today, released. And the way you can just check this out is to look at how you sense fear. And just look at a situation that maybe you're in fear about and see if it's kind of lightened for you. Hopefully it has, because these energies work pretty quick on the healing aspect. And most of these healings that we do, for what we do, is 100% effective. But in order to be complete, it has to have your whole lifetime done. And those I do year by year from your current age back to conception. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, what other clearings would you like to do today? That's all we have on the fast chat so far. So maybe you have an idea of something that would be good for everyone today.
Well, fear sometimes goes into anger. So we'll do an anger clearing for people.
Sounds good.
Do the same process here. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. 1 day, cleared. And today, cleared. And I guess we'll do another clearing here. Somebody mentioned, I think it was you, I think I saw anxiety. Is that correct, Sylvia?
Yeah, also there was worry and anxiety was mentioned on the fast chat, too.
A lot of people interested in that the last few days when I've been working with them. So here we go. Here's anxiety. So here we go. Same process. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And I guess we'll do worry. Here we go. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, and you should feel a little better. When you get into the present moment, after you have a lot of these clearings that I do for people, everybody needs certain ones. Some people need others, you know, more than others, but typically once you have them done, then you start to live more in the moment. And these problems that you're dealing with, that just sort of go away. So if you had your whole life worrying about stuff, by having a clearing, you will stay and worry, more than likely you won't be worrying any longer. And these clearings take about 1 hour to do. Basically, it's about a minute a year of your life for each age. So the clearings, you know, are very, very effective. So if you're sitting there with problems, you're only an hour away of relief. Okay, so this is kind of how it works. So back to you, Sylvia.
So that's an interesting thing that you brought up about, you know, when someone has had clearings and they're kind of living their life on a whole new different wavelength, and things that used to bother them don't bother them. But everybody seems every once in a while to have like a bad hair day or something like that, or just, you know, something happens. And so what do you recommend when those kinds of things come up that just kind of give you a rough day?
Well, I do private sessions with people, and I can clear one day if you have just one day that you need or something, or maybe a week or something like that. Most people, for what I've seen, one day normally is not enough to set you out over the edge. It might take maybe a week to do that, but then you're kind of like frazzled, and I can do that time frame for you. But basically what you're doing is you're living in the past, and remember everything that you're living with this past life. And this is why you want to clean out your past, so that you're not recycling all of your garbage, you know. And it's kind of like saying, you know, nobody goes into their garbage can to bring out today's meal. And this is what we're kind of doing with these energies, is that we keep going into the past, and they're recycled over and over and over for us, because the body wants to heal them. So just because you think you had a day where something happened and you got rid of it, it's still haunting you. So if you've had an event or events happen up, you know, periodically in your life, it's still with you. And the only way to get rid of it is to have a clearing, because it's going to keep coming up over and over and over again. History repeats itself. And I'm sure people who are listening know that they have issues in their whole lifetime that they're dealing with, and they wish they'd go away. And these clearings can do that for you. You're like 1 hour away from relief. So hopefully you all get this and understand it, and this is the way the light chip works, is to get you with your spirit more fully in your body, number one. And the way to do that is, and the only way is to get out of the situations that you're in, because you're going to be doing your whole life this way. So for myself and working with people, so many people are so grateful that, you know, they spend an hour of time having a clearing, and this is what it takes to get you out of a situation. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a wonderful comment on the fast chat about someone who was able to go to your expo yesterday where you were in New York and go into the light infusion chamber, and how wonderful they felt after that. So that's great. Thank you for sharing that with us. And did you have a lot of people going through the light chamber there?
We're actually pretty busy. It was very, very good. A lot of people, did say they felt better. People have mentioned that they had maybe their eyesight changed a little bit. They could see a little clearer. One lady commented that she could read small print, which she didn't do before. And just most people, I'd say 99% of the people that left actually came out with a big smile on their face each time they came out of the light chamber. Then I have what I call the frequent flyers who went in for the unlimited experience. They'd go in whenever they wanted to. And for that experience, normally I have people come in, maybe do one or two sessions continuous, and it kind of depends on them, but mostly I like them just to come in, have a five-minute session because the energy is very, very strong, and then to come out and walk around for a little bit of time and come back in again. Allow a bit of time for your body to integrate and process. And I've had people go in there probably, I think the most frequent one that I can think of, probably about 25 times. And after doing that many times, you are changed. The energy just keeps coming into you, and you feel lighter and lighter. And the first time you go in, it's like having a nice scrubbing. You get all this kind of stuff off of you. And the first time, your auric field is right to your body, and you look different when you walk out. And then as you work more and more, you actually feel energy kind of being pulled away from you. I'm like a cosmic vacuum cleaner. Your stuff is leaving you, and you start to feel better each time. And when you finally leave at the very end of it, you're almost a changed person. And this is what the chamber is meant to do, is to work with you and change your DNA, which means it's releasing energies out of you that are energy blockages, allowing you to be more of who you really are, which is spirit. So this is what the light infusion does for you. And what I explain to people is that it's putting more light into their bodies, into their cell structure. And the reason why we have blockages in our body, why we have physical problems, is because we don't have enough light into us or spiritual energy, and this does that for you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have another person commenting about the light chamber that they got to go into it this weekend and how much more positive they feel after that. So that's wonderful. Great to hear, and I can imagine, like you said, somebody that went in about 25 times in the course of a weekend, they would probably be just about levitating right out of there after that.
Yes, they look very, very good. Many people are looking great.
Oh, would you like to do a short sampling of that for everyone to experience, so those that haven't had that before, they can get an idea of what you're talking about?
I'll do a five-second session here, so everybody sit down, and here we go. We're going to go to the light ship here, and we're going up, and now we're there, and they're working with you, and now we're coming back again. There, you may have felt the energy. It's okay. How was that, Sylvia?
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's just interesting that you can feel something in just that short of time as your body fills with light. It's just wonderful. So let's see, what else would you like to do today? Maybe we could bring in some energies here for people, like let's see, what about the Mount Shasta energy?
Sure, okay, here it goes. Here we'll bring in Mount Shasta. We'll bring in Sedona also. People like those two places here. So we'll first bring in the energy of Mount Shasta. And to me, they're kind of on opposite ends of the scale. Mount Shasta is very active, electric feeling. So here it comes here. I'll let you be your own judge for this here. Okay, how's that feeling, Sylvia?
it feels good to me. It's a little bit of an electrical kind of energy, you know, it just sort of ramps you up a little bit in energy level, and I don't know, it feels very tingly for me.
So maybe we'll just let the table sit with this energy for a little bit here. So I'll just mute the line here and just sit back and relax and feel the energy of Mount Shasta, California. Next, we'll bring in the energy of Sedona, Arizona. And here it's starting to come in. And you should start to be able to feel it right now. Okay, it's here. So again, we'll let's have some silence here to experience Sedona, Arizona. And I guess we could bring in another energy. Is one you have in mind, Sylvia?
Oh, let's see. Wow, that Sedona energy was just such a wonderful heart energy there. I was really enjoying that.
I don't know. How about Hawaii?
Sure.
Okay, so let's take a trip to Hawaii here. Here we go. And it's starting to come in right now. Okay, it's here. So, and let's have you have some silence here and enjoy this energy of Hawaii. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, you know, some of the wonderful positive changes that have been happening, I think, on Earth, especially since the light ship has been helping out with that, is the wonderful blue that's returned to the sky, and also the beautiful new rainbow. So maybe you could talk just a little bit about that and bring in that amazing rainbow energy from the light ship.
We'll connect to the energy here from the light ship, and we'll bring in the different frequencies here of the rainbow into your room here. Even though you may not see one around you, you're going to have the energies coming. So here it comes. And it should be coming around you right now. And it's in your room. There it is. So again, allow you to have some silence so you can experience the rainbow energy. Okay, Sylvia, that was nice. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, that was wonderful. The rainbow energy feels very healing and very, well, very colorful, very good. So, yeah, we didn't really talk about it, but I know if you go out and you see a rainbow these days, or if you, you know, just take your garden hose and kind of spray some water and in a sunny place, and you look at the colors of the rainbow, they are quite a bit more vibrant than they used to be. So that's kind of neat to look at if you have a chance to do that. So let's see what we have on the fast chat. we had someone who said the Hawaii was energy was like a surf wave. That's cute. That's really great.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it did feel very nice, actually. Oh, let's see. So we have a request for entity busting water. I don't know if you want to get into that, or I guess I'll just let you decide on that one.
Boy, I do that on the conference calls. Let's say get on the conference calls that we have. We do that water. We do mouthwash water, and we also do you know, many types of water sometimes if you come in the Wednesday call. So I'd say get on the conference calls that I have once a week to have that water, because it's very, very profound when you have it. And we also do skin water, too. So that's what I would suggest. Do that where you can take full advantage of, you know, the call itself. It's only $20 for an hour session. So what next? We can bring in some oxygen, I guess, here.
That sounds good.
We'll bring in option number 28 here. So take a deep breath and exhale a couple of times here, and here comes number 28. There we go. And it's here. So again, we'll just let you breathe this for about a minute and see you back in a minute. And we'll bring in option number 5. So again, just take a deep breath, and here comes number 5. Let's bring in number 34. And again, take a deep breath, exhale, and take a breath in, and here's 34. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that oxygen number 34, that was very interesting. I don't think I've experienced that one before, and it was very energizing. And it kind of felt like when you're up at a higher elevation and you're just getting some very, very good oxygen, it just felt great.
Let's bring in one of the oxygens that they have for the... all the flowers are. So let's do that here. This would be interesting. So
oh, yeah.
There's a room with the flower energy. So here we go. Here's that oxygen from that room. So it's coming in right now. And here we go. See you back in about a minute. Take a deep breath and exhale. I think we'll go for another minute here. This feels very nice. Smells nice, too. Kind of got lost in this one. How are you, Sylvia? Are you out there still?
Yeah, the time kind of just disappeared for me there. I was enjoying. Felt very much like a Oh, just, you know, that kind of thick, warm air that you get in a greenhouse. Go and there's lots of flowers, and just felt wonderful.
We'll do another oxygen here. Let's bring in the oxygen from their, they have like a rainforest on the light ship. So here we go. Here this one comes in. But these are all going to help you in healing also. So here it comes. And see you back in about a minute. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a request for the energy, bringing in the energy of the Berkshires.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Acting now. See the original blueprint energy. And here it comes. Again, leave you in the silence for about a minute. Hey, we could bring in the energy of, I don't know, what, Stonehenge? That sound okay?
Oh, yeah, that'd be very interesting.
Okay, so here it comes. I mean now, and again, see you back in about a minute. Okay. You bring in the dolphin energy. That's people love the dolphins. So these are the light ship dolphins. And they're going to come in to see you right now. And you might feel their energy around you. And they'll come into the light beam. So if you wish to put your hand out in front of the light beam in front of you, You don't have to touch your monitor screen. Just put your hand out a few inches, you know, from the screen if you want, or move back from your monitor screen and put your hand out about a foot in front of you and move it with your palm out, or both hands, if you wish. Move them up and down, back and forth, slowly. And the dolphins are here. And you're going to probably be able to feel the texture of their skin. They'll bring in their loving energy to you. So here they are, and see you back in about a minute. Okay, that was a wonderful experience here. Somehow I must have been out on Dolphin Land somewhere. The phone just did a little glitch, and anyway, it was wonderful. So let's bring in the whale energy. So So here comes the light ship whales. We're bringing the golden energy of the whales on the light ship. So these also help us out when I do my special conference calls, typically either on my once-a-month Saturday call or the ones that we have every Wednesday for water charging. So let us come in and show you their frequency here. So these are the light ship golden whales. And they're coming in right now, and here they are. Hey, let's do another healing. Let's do an emotional healing sample, and this is what you want to start off with when you work with a light ship. And I'll give you the sample of that here. And here we go. So we'll go back the last 5 days in your life. So if you had any emotional traumas or anything like that, you may be able to feel them leave you. Here we go. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days ago cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and what you experienced today is cleared. So again, just kind of sample and see how you feel. Look at a situation that you dealt with or didn't deal with, and you should feel a lot calmer about the situation. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. If anyone has a particular energy that they would like to experience and you'd like to put that in on the fast chat, that would be great. Those dolphins and whales were wonderful. Let's see, I know that on the light ship run there are a lot of crystals and gemstones and things like that. How about if we bring in some of those?
Sure, okay. There's a special room on the light ship that has crystal points, and these are actual silver crystal points. We'll bring that energy for you. So here it comes. And again, just relax, sit back, have an open mind, and allow your heart to experience this energy. This is strictly heart-based healing throughout the show here. So if you're using your mind to attempt to experience something, it may not resonate with your mind energy. It's strictly heart-based healing. So here we go. Coming in. And it's here right now. And we'll see you back again in about a minute or so. I'll probably leave you on for 2 minutes. This crystal energy is very, very nice. Well, that was pretty nice. How'd you like that one, Sylvia?
I loved it, and it actually brought up a point I think that would be good to address, which is we had someone asking a few minutes ago in the fast chat, is it okay if they ask the light being for a healing, you know, just telepathically in their own heart, they can ask for a healing for whatever they want with the light being when they're activated on the screen. And the same goes for these energies as you bring them in from the light ship. So, and you talked about that a little bit as far as being in your heart center so that you can resonate with the energies. So let's talk about that for a minute, because that's really interesting when you think about the whole thing of resonance. And, you know, if you're walking around during the day and you're in your mind energy, then you're going to resonate with other mind energy. But if you, you know, do that mind-to-heart drop during the day as you go about your day, and you just do it whenever you need to get more heart-centered, then you're going to resonate with other heart energies. So you want to add to that at all, Ron?
Well, I think you basically summed it up there. Yeah, that's true. You know, you want to stay in your heart so you can be in the moment. And in the moment, then you're with your spirit, and with your spirit is your spiritual guidance, your intuition, so this is where you want to resonate. I found it very interesting at the expo, people who were in yoga and they talked about meditation, etc. And a lot of them were never told never to leave their body. I had a lot of people talking about that to me. They said, gee, we go to these yoga masters and, you know, we all do meditations and they never tell us to stay in our body. I go, are you serious? I mean, that's the worst thing you can do is go out of your body in meditation. Who's protecting your body? You know, entities are flocking into you. A few people who actually asked me did have the glossed over eyes, you know. So anyway, I won't go too far into that. What I will say is I'll have the light chamber set up in Mount Shasta. The next event we're going to, I believe it's the middle of next month. You could check out Shalimar Productions. And I think it's the 16th, I believe. I don't have my calendar in front of me right now, but we'll be there in Mount Shasta with the light infusion chamber. If you're willing to go into it again or would like to come to Mount Shasta for the summer, maybe a little vacation or something, we'll have the chamber set up there, and I can also do private sessions for people if they wish that. So if you're in and around you know, that area or wish to see Mount Shasta, I'll be there. So, and our time is kind of running short here, but I do recommend if you can get on the very affordable one-hour conference calls. It helps you finance this program here. It's only $20, and if you wish to give a donation, you can. You know, if I had people listening only, you know, even put in $5, it would help me out tremendously for each one of these shows here. It is quite costly to do, and I do appreciate the people who are supporting me on this here to help others. So I'll just say, in closing, blessings to all of you, and we'll see you later. Back to you, Sylvia.
Blessings, everyone, and enjoy these beautiful divine energies that are with you now, and stay heart-centered. And we'll see you next time, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. And until then, have a wonderful week, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.